not to protect his status in the community, but he pulls away because he knows that Allah is looking at him. Due to the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he pulls away. That effort will never go to a waste. There's a hadith in Bukhari in which the Prophet of Allah has said, سَبَعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. That on the day of judgment, and it will be a horrifying day, it will be a very lengthy day, it will be a horrifying day, and it will be a day that we have never experienced before. So we will be first timers. And whenever we go to a place that we have not visited before, it has an impact upon us. Even when we go to the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the Kaaba, to perform Hajj, when it is the first time, there are a lot of thoughts that cross our mind. There is fear. We do not know what we are going to expect, how the future is going to unfold. But the day of Qiyamah is such that it is very, very lengthy. That's why Hazrat Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to the Prophet of Allah, أَخْبِرْنِي مَنْ يَقْوَى عَلَى الْقِيَامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Inform me, O Prophet of Allah, who can stand on his two feet on the day of judgment? الَّذِي قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Because Allah has said that everyone will stand in front of Allah on the day of judgment. And Abi Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala knew that the day is so long. How can a person stand? And the Prophet of Allah said, يُخَفَّفْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ حَتَّى يَكُونَ عَلَيْهِ كَالصَّلَاةِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ. That the day, that lengthy day, will become so short for a pious person as it takes him to pray two rakat nafl. So that day, that is a very lengthy day, a day that we have never seen before. We have heard about it, we read about it, we learn about it, but we have never seen it. You, me will be standing there. And now Allah Rabbul Izzat will honor seven types of people, seven groups. And there's another hadith that comes to mind. The Prophet of Allah says, تُدْنَ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِنْهُ كَمِقْدَارِ مِينِ فَيَكُونُ النَّاسِ أَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ فِي الْعَرَقِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ حَكْوَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُلْجِمُهُ الْعَرَقُ إِلْجَامًا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَشَارَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِيَدِهِ إِلَىٰ فِيهِ تُدْنَى الشَّمْسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ. The sun will be brought very close to humanity, to the fields of Akhirah. حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِنْهُ كَمِقْدَارِ مِيلٍ. The distance between the human being and the distance between the sun will be of 1 mile. Those that have been to school, those that know about the distance between planet Earth and the sun, can really understand the impact of these words, that the distance between the makhluq and the distance between the sun, the miqdari meal, will be of 1 mile. What will be the effect? The shield nowadays is the air condition, it is the roof, it is the walls, it is the fans, it is the clothes, it is ice. But there is no shield similar to that on the day of judgment. The shield that will be granted to a human being will be based upon the strength of the iman and the a'mal salihah. So some people who will depart this world without that shield, or they depart this world with a shield that is very, very weak. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ. The sweat will cover their ankles. Just imagine this is going to happen. That people, humanity, from the time of Adam to the last person that departs this world, will be standing there, and some will be covered to their ankles in sweat. رُكْبَتَيْهِ. And some will be covered to their knees in sweat. It is amazing. And some will be covered to the waist in sweat. And then the Prophet of Allah said, some people who will have very, very weak iman, or will have no iman, they will be covered to the mouth. And then the Prophet of Allah, وَأَشَارَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِهِ إِلَى فِيهِ, pointed his blessed finger to his mouth that this part will be covered, meaning the entire body will be drowned in his own sweat. When a person has an anxiety attack, a panic, that's when he starts to sweat profusely. Or when there is fear, or when he does exercise. So you figure it out why this person will sweat. It is the sun right over him. He does not even have to move on the day of judgment. Due to the intense heat, he will start to sweat. Because he did not prepare in this world, he did not take the shield with him, the protection, the lotion, and nothing will be provided because you have to take it from here. You can't buy anything on the day of judgment, you have to take everything from here. That's why Allah sent us in this world to take, to collect, to buy, to send from this world into the next world. You send it, you can't see it, you will see it there, it is around you. So people will be covered in sweat. But there are seven types of people that will be blessed by Allah Rabbul Izzat, that will be honored by Allah Rabbul Izzat, that will be provided a shelter. And the heat of the sun that is right over them, right above them, will have no effect upon them. The impact of the heat is in the control of Allah. The sun is in the control of Allah. The sun, a mighty makhluk of Allah, every day before it rises and every day before it sets, it seeks permission from Allah. So the sun has no power in front of Allah. It seeks permission from Allah. Such a mighty creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the Prophet of Allah said, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. There will be seven types of people that will be granted a shade on the day of judgment, a day that there will be no shade other than that shade. And that is the shade of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Number one, Imamul Adil, a just ruler. The ulama say they have derived this from the Ahadith Mubarakah, from the Quran. Wherever we are, in prosperity, in destitution, in health, in sickness, weak, powerful, a subject or a ruler, there are certain criteria that we have to meet. If a person is mighty and strong, his test is to display tawadu, humbleness. If a person is wealthy, his test is to be shakir. If a person is gharib, he is destitute, his test is to be sabir. If a person is healthy, his test is to be shakir. So wherever a person is, if a person is young, his test is to protect his modesty, his chastity. Do not fulfill the carnal desires incorrectly. So there is a test wherever a person is. In a poor condition, in a mighty condition, there is a test that is addressed to you. So the Prophet of Allah says, the first person that will be granted a shade on that day, when other people will be covered in their sweat to their mouth, to their knees, to their waist, to their ankles, is an Imam-i Adil, a just ruler. That he had power and he had might and he had authority and he had rule. But his test was to display adl. And he displayed adl. So Allah granted him success. Number two, ثاني. شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ. شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ. A youngster, a young person. Resources are there. Means are there. Asbab are there. Power is there to break the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But where does he use his internal energy? Where does he use his isti'adat and capacity and ability? شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ. He uses it in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah will say, you come forward as well. It was a time when it was very easy for you to go against my laws. It was very easy for you to fulfill your carnal desires. It was very easy for you to damage your shield of modesty and chastity. But no, you didn't. You kept me in mind. You worship me in the day, in the night. And keep in mind, the word worship is not small. Sometimes we confine the word of worship to praying on the sajada, to be praying on the musalla, or to come into the mosque. No, protecting your eyes is ibadah. Protecting your private part is ibadah. Protecting your tongue from incorrect usage is ibadah. And the most important thing for the youth is to protect their modesty, their chastity, the glance of the eye. This is the greatest ibadah from this for them at this certain time. But they will be granted a shade under the shade that Allah provides. Then the Prophet of Allah says, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّكٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ.